This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Beat Migs. I know Justin from Ferndale is. Justin, are you there?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What up, Justin?
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Justin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Justin, are you okay? Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm definitely ready. Let's do this.
Okay. According to Google, what tequila-based drink is the most popular cocktail in the United States?
Margarita.
Correct. What is the name of the fictional city where Batman lives?
Gotham City.
Yes. What That's Hot celebrity is in the news after her trailer burned down while filming her new music video?
Oh, my gosh. Paris Hilton.
Correct. What is the primary gas responsible for the greenhouse effect on Earth?
Carbon dioxide?
Yes. When it comes to computers, what does CPU stand for?
Compute processing unit.
What was that?
Processing unit. So.
What does the C stand for?
Oh, compute.
No.
Computer?
No.
Pass.
What movie does Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny star in?
Space Jam.
Correct. The United States purchased Alaska from what country?
Russia?
Yes. With the number being in the 20s, how many perfect games have been thrown in MLB history?
Pass. Oh, Central. Processing unit.
Yes, Central. Justin, and with that, you got 7 correct.
Ooh.
Okay.
I am hoping that I stay above 500.
I'm hoping you do too. I think it's going to be close.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm rooting for Justin. I am on Justin's side.
Wanting to deliver Steve his 70th loss.
No.
Yes.
Why would you guys want me to lose that 69 number?
It feels good, doesn't it?
It feels amazing.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
According to Google, what tequila-based drink is the most popular cocktail in the United States?
A margarita?
Yes.
Ooh.
What is the name of the fictional city where Batman lives?
Gotham City.
You know it. What That's Hot celebrity is in the news after her trailer burned down while filming her new music video?
Paris Hilton.
Yes.
She
what is the
hot.
Primary gas responsible for the greenhouse effect on Earth? She doesn't age.
No.
She doesn't.
I think she's gotten hotter.
She looks,
right? Yeah. It's crazy.
Methane?
No.
Butane?
No.
Nitrous?
No. When it comes to
gases.
Computers, what does CPU stand for?
That Central Processing Unit.
How do you know that? Yes.
I'm smart.
What movie does Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny star in?
Space Jam.
You know it. What? The United States purchased Alaska from what country?
Russia.
Yes. With the number being in the 20s, how many perfect games have been thrown in MLB history?
Oh, 21.
No.
20.
No.
23.
Oh, no. The Masked Singer airs on what network?
Fox.
Yes.
The Was
push
it 22?
Pop. No. Okay. First came out in what decade?
60s.
No.
In the 1970s.
No.
The 1950s.
Oh, no.
What was the question?
the push pop for
okay,
Scott.
Okay, I thought
that
that's decade. What I heard.
Yeah, you were, you know, you danced all around that one. Oh, just doing some numbers here.
Damn it.
Steve, you got seven correct, which is a tie.
Oh,
7-7.
It's our fourth tie, Steve.
What? You guys got the same brains going on.
We might need to talk to our wives about this, huh?
And hey, I mean, that doesn't, you know, count as a loss.
The 69 stays strong.
So
I'll take it.
The push pop, you went, danced all around it. It's the 80s.
Mm. It was the 80s?
It was the 80s.
That seems very 80s.
Was it the Flintstones push pop?
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
That was the best one.
It was like orange flavored.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Oh, when I was talking about the candy push pop.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Do you guys not know those?
I don't think I do.
They don't know
what?
Those. They're too old, Sarah.
We're going to old shame us.
Yeah, of course we are.
Okay.
And they were like the push pop ice cream, but it's a candy.
So what now kind of candy is it?
It's just like the different kinds.
It's like a Jolly Rancher, but like hard, and it lasts forever.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
The push pop and the Fun Dips. Those were my jam. Remember a Fun Dip?
Like a Fun Dip.
It's just like sugar on sugar.
Oh, damn it. It looks like the push pop ice cream might have been invented in the 80s. So I was wondering, maybe if it was in the 70s, I could call BS on that and get the win.
But look, I did that on purpose, too. Everything's in the 80s. The number being in the 20s, you danced all around it again. It's 24.
Okay.
And carbon dioxide. Not methane.
Not butane.
I don't know if it'll ever be methane.
No.
Or butane. Or nitrous.
Or nitrous.
It's usually carbon dioxide, CO2, which is, I feel like, the most, you know, popular one, but
thanks.
You tied.
Getting shame for being old and getting shame for not knowing gas.
Yeah, but at least you still have 69 losses.
That's all that matters.
Also, you guys are wrong. I'm just going to put this out there. It's not called the push pop. It's called the push up Flintstone ice cream.
For real?
Yeah.
Push ups.
What? How is it that both of us thought they were called push pops?
I have no idea.
Because it's like a lollipop. No, ice cream pop.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting because I think I was with you guys until you said it. I was like, that sounds wrong for some reason.
Oh, wow. I thought it sounded so right.
I feel like at some point I must have Mandela affected that and just assumed that it's always been called a push pop.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A push up?
Push up.
That doesn't sound nearly as awesome.
Check out the new Daily Migs t-shirt available in the Rock Shop. If you grew up a fan of Beavis and Butthead, as I did, you're going to love this shirt. And we got to give big thanks to the artist, Justin Hunt, who made this shirt possible.
Diarrhea, cha-cha-cha. Diarrhea, cha-cha-cha.
Go head over to KISW.com and get yours today. While one member of this show was at a metal show over the weekend.
Yes.
Another member of our show was on stage singing with a country band. You're going to hear who did that after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a country band called Low Cash, and they did a private acoustic performance for our sister station right down the hall, The Wolf. And somehow our boy Danny B ended up joining the band, at least for one song.
This is so weird because on Friday we had a whole conversation about this girl that got pulled up during a Blink-182 concert, and she sang the wrong lyrics to a song because she thought they were playing First Date. They were doing all the small things. All this stuff was going on. We're like, how crazy is it? Has anyone ever been pulled up on stage with a band? And then a few hours later, Danny's on stage with a country band.
Country Danny.
Yeah, Country Danny.
Yep.
Which Cowboy Danny.
Didn't know those words went together, but here we are.
So,
well, you're now wearing cowboy boots
every day.
Different colored ones, so it's still punk of you.
So I am very unfamiliar with the band Low Cash. Do you know anything about them?
I don't. We had to ask our resident Low Cash fan, and that's Danny. And he's like, oh, their hit is a song called I Love This Life. I grabbed it. Pay attention to the lyrics. It truly feels, and no disrespect to them, but it truly feels like you just put it into like an artificial intelligence song generator saying, hey, write the most country song possible. It's all about like their boots, their camo hat, their truck, and all that kind of stuff. It's so great.
But my boots broken.
Well, the lyrics are in front of me. I've never heard this song before until right now.
It's a real toe tapper. So that's Low Cash.
Steve, I think, kind of likes it.
I think they both kind of like it, honestly.
I kind of wish I could go back in time and come to that concert with you. I don't hate this.
Of course he does.
I do.
I really do. That's the best part.
How dare you hate your bandmates?
I know. Yeah.
So why in the hell would you pull up? Were you pulled up on stage?
And why did you go?
It's actually a tattoo. That's the question.
So I know. What am I doing?
Answer
at a country
Tyrant's question first. Why did you go?
So I actually have, I know the bass player for the band. He's a touring bass player for the band Low Cash, and I used to work with him in Albuquerque. He's named Zach, and we used to work together literally like every weekend for probably 3 years.
Whoa.
And we were really good friends. Like it was a good time, like where we were like, oh yeah. And so he always wanted to be a musician, like a touring, you know, kind of musician that gets paid to do different things. So he moved to Nashville. And sure enough, he's made a career for himself playing bass, doing studio projects, and he plays with Low Cash, and he's probably played with them for probably 10 years now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool. He tours with them, but he also like drives the bus if he needs to. He has his like CDL license to like tour buses and stuff. Wow. Like that.
Does he have a camo hat and some jeans and cowboy boots?
You know what? Probably.
Okay. Making sure.
Yeah, so they were coming through, and I was like, oh, I know Zach. Like, I should go surprise him at their acoustic show and be like, Zach, and give him a big hug. And, of course, he wasn't there.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. So I was wondering that. So your buddy was not there, and you still now you're stuck at the Low Cash concert.
Right, and it was at this really cool place called House of Smith Winery. It's in Georgetown, okay. And it was like, I was like, all right, at least we get wine out of it. And I'll send a picture to my friend Zach and be like, hey, where are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm drinking wine, listening to your band. Where are you?
Yeah, and he was just like, oh, man, I missed out. So anyway, we're sitting there. I'm wearing my Steve Largent jersey. And it stands out apparently from all the, you know, country shirts that were there.
And camo hats.
And so, of course, the lead singer, well, there's two, the two brothers are the lead singers, and they're up there, you know, bantering. And of course, they call me out and they're like, hey, Steve Largent's in the audience, you know, and they're just giving me crap the whole time.
That's
about
cool.
Steve
so they're sports fans.
Right.
Yeah.
And so,
with their camo hats.
In the middle of this acoustic performance, they kind of go into this like party. Hey, everyone sing along with us. And they played, you know, Summer of 69, they played some and so all of a sudden they're like, hey, Steve Largent, you coming to the show tonight? And I was like maybe, and they were like, oh, we got to convince him. So then my girlfriend, who's getting buzzed on wine by this point, she yells out from the bar, hey, how about you play some Blink-182 and he'll go to the show tonight. And I look at her with the most glaring eyes, because the lead singer's wearing a Blink-182 shirt.
So okay, I was wondering, I was like, why? I mean, obviously you love Blink-182, but a very random thing for your girlfriend to just yell out.
Funny enough, though, so they were like, oh, does he like Blink-182? And I just gave him the thumbs up. So they kind of start playing it. He doesn't know any of the lyrics. He's just like, he's kind of like humming it along, and it's For All the Small Things. And he's like, all the, And so Lynn's like, why didn't you just invite him up there? And oh, I was like, God. So he's like, hey, Steve Largent. He points at me, like he points directly at my face, and he's like, hey, you come up here and sing then. And I was like, no, I'm good. And he's like, no, you come up here right now and sing.
He's like, I'm going to shut your girlfriend up right now.
And I was like,
you get up on stage.
Thanks,
Linda.
So I chug my wine and I go up there.
Chug your wine.
And then we start singing Blink-182.
You'll be at my show watching, waiting, commiserating. Say it ain't so.
Now, mind you, while this is going on, I can see the look on Danny's face is like, I can't believe I'm doing this right now. Like, you look so uncomfortable.
The blood has left your brain.
Why am I doing this? Is
it his girlfriend didn't do it?
Mind you, he gets off the stage. He goes and sits with my girlfriend, grabs her phone, and starts filming it. So he's filming this entire thing.
He's trolling you now.
Oh, man. He was...
It ain't so. I will not go. Turn the lights off.
Oh, they're singing too?
Yeah.
So it's a full-on duet. You're in Low Cash.
It's a whole thing.
And I saw like other people's Instagram stories, including our friend Gabe, who works over on The Morning Wolf.
Yeah.
This is so great. This is so great, man.
Danny's in a new band.
Oh, well, and the greatest part was that at the end of it, they're like, oh my God, that was amazing. Thank you for being a good sport. And I was like, you know
super
what?
Fun.
I was like, blame my girlfriend. And I was like, you know what? You like being the center of attention. Why didn't you go up there? And she's like, oh, I would have. And I was like, well, you didn't. You made me do
and
it.
And so then you went to the show.
And then, so yeah, then they guest listed us and we went to the show. And
did you go up there and sing Blink 182?
No, they did not. They did play Jimmy Eat World instead, though.
That's awesome. Cool.
And I was like, oh, you should have pulled me up for that song.
The whole time I'm listening to that, though, I'm just wondering, like, now, I think at some point we might have to have Danny join and maybe compete on America's Got Talent. Okay. What do you think?
Of course.
Hello, very nice to meet you. Do you want to introduce yourself to us, please?
Hi, I'm Danny V.
Well, look, you've got about 2 minutes, so good luck.
See you. No, I know. You'll be at my show. Watching, waiting, commiserating. Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off.
Anyone going to a concert listening to you make that noise for 2 hours?
I thought he was being outrageous and comedic.
No, he wasn't.
No, he was being serious.
I think you broke Sarah, Steve.
That was so savage. That's something I would do. That's so good.
Say it ain't so.
I don't feel so bad for singing We're Not Gonna Take It Anymore, right?
Oh my goodness. You might recall on Saturday night, we had a major storm sweep through the Seattle area. It brought the thunder, it brought the lightning, it brought the heavy rains, and this led to someone absolutely...
I mean, some of the lightning and the thunder, the noises were just, I mean, just insane. I mean, that was just scary.
So this did lead to someone freaking out on social media about it, which of course led to many people goofing on them. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
On Saturday night, a major storm swept through Western Washington, and it brought the rain, it brought the lightning, it brought the thunder.
Thunder!
There were many inches of rain all across the region. There were traffic nightmares. You guys were in one. A bunch of flight delays and cancellations at SeaTac Airport. So because of this, we came across some very interesting posts on social media.
Absolutely. Something like the Nextdoor apps. And then my favorite are the Ring Cam. The Ring Cam posts are my favorite thing ever now because it's just like people just sometimes post the dumbest stuff.
Oh, I love it so much. Well, we found one that has been reenacted by our production director, Jason, also known as Veggie Dog VD.
Yes.
And it's beautiful.
Did anyone hear that loud boom? WTF? Was that a gunshot? Explosion? It can't be fireworks, Can it? I'm so scared.
Because of that post, many people had to goof on this person, being very sarcastic in their replies to this worried person. So we're going straight to the comments.
Yep, we sent some of the comments about that post to Jason, our production director, and said, hey, reenact them however you'd like. And they are very sarcastic. Clearly, nobody was giving this poor person the time of day. And they are fantastic. Are you ready for the first one about this scared person because they didn't know that that loud sound was, well, thunder from the big storm?
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
Oh, man, it was an explosion. Sweet Jesus, we are under attack by Mother Nature. There's nowhere to run.
Honestly, can we please put a camera in VD's studio so that we can see the faces that go along with these voices?
One of these days, I know we've done it like when we've done our live show, we had him perform it live, but I don't think it's the same. And I think that'd be really funny to set up a camera for one of these times. I think people would love to see the faces that he makes. You ready for the next comment about this person freaking out about thunder?
Hey, don't stress. It was just fireworks. The Seahawks just won the Super Bowl. Not.
I don't know. This could be our year.
Yeah? It could be.
Not.
Maybe not. All right, the next comment is here.
Instead of making this post, look outside, you dumb f***. Do you see the rain and lightning? I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, thunder!
Maybe.
You know, and then I saw the post and I was just like, oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. You know what I did? Moved along with my day. I didn't think I'm gonna write a letter or write a comment and curse this person out and crap all over them. Just be, let them think that. It's not my problem.
Wait, are you saying you have better things to do, Steve Miggs?
I mean, it depends. I'm playing with my child or cursing out a random person on social media. I'm not sure which one's more fun.
Don't worry, neighbor. That was me. A little embarrassing. Mexican food gets me every time.
The sarcasm is just dripping out of this comment section.
Did that person ever respond to anybody? Or did they just go back to hiding?
I almost think you got to delete the original post at that point.
Also, the fact that that noise just went through so many cars right now. The fart noise. And there you go again. It's just making my whole day.
Turn your bass up. All right, we have one more comment about the poor person that is freaking out because they didn't know what that loud sound was on Saturday night, which turned out to be, of course, thunder.
Oh, thank God for social media. A daily reminder that I am not the dumbest person in the world. LOL. Have you never heard thunder before? Boo, scary. Ooh, rattle, rattle, shake, shake, boom. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
No, I said I was driving. Sarah, you were driving as well.
Yes, we had just left, you know, I'm a metal babe now. So we just left Mastodon, Lamb of God concert, and it was pouring rain, and we parked not close to.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, so you had to walk in that condition.
Oh, we were drenched. Good thing we got some swag, so we were using them as our little umbrellas.
And honestly, that was probably the most metal weather ever that you could have after a metal show.
That's what I'm saying. And my husband loves thunder and lightning, though. Like, he wants to chase it. He's like a child.
Would you say it was a vibe?
It was a vibe, dude.
You guys, I think I might be a metal babe now.
You know, George is still on the fence about my, you know, metal babe-ness.
Migs, what would you say is your favorite era for music?
Ooh, I'd go with two. So obviously not the Seattle sound, the 90s, the grunge era. I would definitely have to put that in there. And then, man, I'm still a sucker for hair metal, though. The old, like, the Guns N' Roses era, like, the late 1980s Motley Crue, when those bands were first starting, they were just, like, these crass, don't-give-an-F musicians.
Well, there is a TV show being made about one of those music scenes, and we're going to tell you what's trending after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know for for many of you, you're waking up and you're getting your Monday going, and it was a wild weekend gone by. So sifting through everything that went down with pop culture can be a little rough. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Well, thanks to Sarah, I know we heard about the demure trend.
Oh, yeah. We've been ahead of this for months.
You're welcome.
For at least 3 days.
At least 3 days, yeah.
Even the woman who started the demure trend on TikTok cannot believe how big this whole thing has gotten. She is a beauty influencer named Jules LeBron, who used the word in a couple of different videos earlier this month, and now it has totally blown up. The dictionary definition of demure is reserved and modest.
Not Sarah.
Not Sarah.
No.
Unless it's opposite day. So here she is talking about being demure.
How I do my makeup for work, I don't look like a clown when I go to work. I don't do too much. I'm very mindful while I'm at work. Very demure. A lot of you girls go to the interview looking like Marge Simpson and go to the job looking like Patty and Selma. Not demure. Be mindful of why they hired you. Here's your reality check, diva. What's the name you'd like me to make it out to?
Very demure.
There you go.
Also, I got a chuckle because I was reading an article and they kept, you know, referring to her by last name, which is LeBron.
Oh.
And the whole time, like, LeBron James is the person who came up with this demure thing? How weird is that?
LeBron James, very demure.
Also, I definitely am not. I remember when I came for a job interview, my first job interview to work at the End radio station when I first got that gig. And I had the job interview. I was so nervous. I was like, okay, got to look the part. You know, I got to look good. I don't even know what the part was. I'm in my 20s and I'm stupid. I've never had like a career-defining job interview in my eyes. So I go to like a men's warehouse type place and get myself a really nice suit. Basically, I was like now in negative money with credit card. Like I spent way too much money and I'm walking up, you know, feeling good, look good, feel good. I got this interview. The boss at the time opens up the door to welcome me for the interview and he looks me up and down and goes, wow, you're overdressed.
Were you at least wearing like Chuck Taylors or something, or did you have
I had nice shoes, I had loafers on. It was I wish I had a picture of it. I wish there were cell phones back in those days because I would love the picture so you could see how stupid I did look.
You could have been more demure.
I was. I thought I was as demure AF. It mentioned music scenes, and you said, "Hey, what's one of your favorites?" One of my favorite music scenes of all time, I think a lot of us would agree, is that '80s hair metal. Like not the cheesy hair metal ones, but like you know the Guns N' Roses, the Motley Crue. Like that stuff was crazy, and they were all just tearing it up on the Sunset Strip. And apparently, there's a TV show being made about it. Just news came out about it over the last couple of days. Been trending about Guns N' Roses' former manager Vicky Hamilton. Apparently, has been interviewed a bunch and is helping put together this pre-Appetite for Destruction, like GNR era of them, just kind of up and coming band, Motley Crue, Poison, Faster Pussycat as well. And they're making a television show about that. And I'm like, sign me up. I don't care what. I would actually subscribe to a streaming service to watch that series.
Absolutely.
That's going to be pretty freaking cool.
Alien Romulus secured the top spot at the domestic weekend box office, raking in $45.1 million.
I didn't even know there was a new Alien movie, to be honest with you.
This marks the second best opening for the franchise without adjusting for inflation. So this comes off of a successful 3-week reign for Deadpool and Wolverine. They slid to number 2, adding another $29 million to its earnings. So the film's global total now is $1.142 billion, the ninth highest grossing movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Very exciting.
Sarah, have you watched that yet? Because I know you had all these plans of going to see that movie.
No, and I have
Wolverine
plans.
Movie, not
yes.
Alien.
Yeah. I cannot wait to see Deadpool versus Wolverine, but I haven't seen it yet. But I bet it's so good.
Who are you going to hope wins?
Deadpool, done. What?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe like a Wolverine because, you know, he gets the shirt off, got the hairy chest.
Oh, see, I'm all about that Wolverine.
On the Alien note, I've heard that it's actually really scary and getting really good reviews. So I didn't know it was a whole thing, but it has like 86% on the tomato meter, 82, and then 86% audience score. And people were posting about how scary it was.
It's no jackpot with John Cena, I bet, though.
I wonder how much that has.
Is Sigourney Weaver in it?
I don't know.
Okay. Probably not.
Rockaholics, Steve Miggs still has 69 losses in Beat Miggs on the year, and we would love to see somebody push him over to 70. So if you'd like a shot at beating Steve, please give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. His full record, 229 wins, 69 losses, and 38 ties in 2024. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.